Our rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening and re-listening to a lot of the music he's reviewed for Fresh Air over the past year, and he's come up with a best-of list that mixes both albums, individual songs, as well as a book. He's included some music he thinks he underrated the first time around, as well as some music he never reviewed for us.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your bed.
If any one musician held center stage in pop music this year, it was probably Adele. The British singer, whose album 21 was one of the best-selling collections of the year, one of the most highly praised by critics, and I would dare say reached the widest range of listeners. That last element has increasingly become less important in compiling a year-end best list. Sales figures and broad demographics don't mean much, quality-wise, in a music industry that's become so splintered into genres and cults. You may say you love pop music, but someone who likes, say, Beyoncé may never listen to Dear Tick, and Dear Tick fans would likely think that Paul Simon is way uncool. Yet Simon's album, So Beautiful or So What, is an album that I underrated when I first reviewed it here. The more I listened to it, the richer its rewards became.
I've been working on my rewrite, that's right. I'm gonna change the ending. Gonna throw away my title and toss it in the trash. Every minute after midnight, all the time I'm spending, it's just for working on my rewrite, that's right. And I'm gonna turn it into cash.
I've been working at the... This was a very strong year for country music, with fine albums ranging from a veteran performer such as Dolly Parton to a new act like the Pistol Annies. The Annies are a trio whose guardian angel is Miranda Lambert. She's one of its three singers in this side project. I reviewed Miranda Lambert's album, For the Record, for Fresh Air, but only recently got into the Pistol Annies album, Hell on Heels, and I think it's as good as any country album out there. There's also another definitely non-country act that I didn't get around to reviewing, Tuneyards, and the intricate pop-rock clatter Tuneyards founder Merrill Garbus makes on the album Who Kill. It kept coming back around on my playlist so often that it worked its way into my top 10.
Now that everything is gonna be okay, now that everything is gonna be alright, what if baby I cannot see the sound, what if baby I cannot hear the light, now that everything is gonna be okay, now that everything gonna be alright. What if baby I cannot see the sound? What if baby I cannot hear the light? What's that about? What's that about? What's that about? What's that about? Now that everything is gonna be okay. Now that everything is gonna be alright. What if baby I cannot see the sound? What if baby I cannot hear the light? Now that everything is gonna be okay. Now that everything is gonna be alright. What if baby I cannot see the sound? What if baby I cannot hear the light?
I wouldn't say there were any big, obvious trends in 2011 pop. It was a Lady Gaga slash Adele kind of year. But working within an R&B tradition proved very fruitful, not only for Adele, but also for a singer such as Anthony Hamilton on his rich new album Back to Love, and Rafael Sadiq's continually amazing revitalizations of soul music on the collection Stone Rollin'.
Listen.
This girl of mine, ha!
If one voice defined the year for me, it was that of John McCauley, singer for the band Deer Tick and part of a small-time supergroup called Middle Brother. Both the Middle Brother album and Deer Tick's Divine Providence were examples of rock and roll powered by McCauley's raw, jagged, yet sensitive and soulful vocals. My 10 best list also includes a book, Everything is an Afterthought, The Life and Writings of Paul Nelson by Kevin Avery. Nelson, who died in 2006 at age 69, was part of the first generation of rock critics, instrumental in bringing attention to musicians including Bob Dylan, Jackson Brown, the New York Dolls, and Warren Zevon. The book is both an anthology of his best writing and a tragic recounting of a life that shut down too soon. Like you, I find my music in various ways, on albums, on the internet, through books. It was a challenge and a pleasure to pick through such a ripe year as this one proved to be.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. You can listen to a song from each of the albums on his list on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you'll also find links to all of Ken's reviews from the year.